You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter acknowledges that ISIS is not yet contained in Iraq and Syria. In a Senate hearing, Carter argued that momentum is moving against ISIS, and he's insisting that the U.S. and partners are intensifying the campaign against ISIS.
The attacks in Paris and San Bernardino were an assault upon the civilization that we defend. ISIL requires and it will receive a lasting defeat.
Carter defended the Obama administration's anti-ISIS strategy, describing it as a wide-ranging strategy, including military and diplomatic components. Donald Trump is facing more backlash today after proposing that the U.S. stop allowing Muslims into the country. In New York City, a group of politicians and clergy are gathering on the steps of City Hall to condemn what they call Trump's ongoing racist and anti-immigrant remarks. Last night, Barbara Walters asked the Republican presidential candidate point blank if he was a bigot. Trump says he's just a man who's trying to make America great again. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
As we just mentioned, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has once again stirred up controversy when he suggested Muslims be prevented from entering the U.S. Now, USA's Russ Jones explains that Trump isn't the first to ban certain kinds of immigrants.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
That was Donald Trump reading his own press release. For those remarks, he's been called everything from a racist, unqualified to be president, and even Hitler. But during President Jimmy Carter's presidency, he faced a similar enemy as America faces today.
No one should underestimate the resolve of the American government and the American people in this matter. It is necessary to eliminate any suggestion that economic pressures can weaken our stand on basic issues of principle.
In the midst of the Iranian hostage crisis in 1980, he banned Iranians from entering the United States and ordered about 50,000 Iranian students in the U.S. to report to the immigration office to see if they might be in violation of their visas. As a result, approximately 15,000 Iranians were forced to leave the nation. I'm Russ Jones.
Yahoo is spinning off all its core assets. The company is announcing it will keep $31 billion stake in Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, but it will begin unloading its core internet operations, which are all struggling. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. I'm your host, Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the past 18 years. I'm located right here in Flemington, New Jersey, at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, and at the Flemington Circle, right next to Ideal Tile. And please come visit me if you're in the Flemington area doing your Christmas shopping. Come and take a look at what we have to offer. Our show, Modern Design Dilemmas, is a little different than our morning show. Our afternoon show is all about you, the listener. I take your questions from Facebook, from Twitter, and from other social media, and I read them live on the air. We also have open phone lines. It's now 2:05 p.m. in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, and our phone lines are open here in studio. And you can ask us anything related to interior design, or perhaps tell us some of the triumphs that you had, successes or failures, and how we can learn from them. Our toll-free number here locally in studio, I guess it isn't toll-free, is it? But our number in studio locally is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We're going to take some commercial messages. Please call in with your questions, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our phone lines are open. The phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Don't be shy. Feel free to call us with your questions on design, or perhaps give us some of your triumphs, things that you've done that worked out well that you want to pass along to others. I do have quite a bit of feedback today from Twitter and Facebook and social media. I have a ton of questions that I got in. Also some emails. I've often given out my email address on the air. I think I have enough here today to do that and then some. But please call us again, 908-237-0410. But let's take a look before we start with today's questions at the weather. Currently it says we have fair skies with 50 degrees. This afternoon it will continue to be mostly cloudy with a high of 52 degrees. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of slight showers with a low of 40. On Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 57. Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low of 40 degrees. On Friday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 59. Friday looks like a good day if you haven't gotten your holiday lights out to do that. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 40 degrees. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 61. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 45. And Sunday, probably the best day of the week, mostly cloudy, but with a high of 62. Very warm and very unusual for December to have temperatures like that. But let's take advantage of it while we can. All right. I'm going to just jump to our social media questions. And the first one came to me. Her name is Gilda, and she's in Edison, New Jersey. And she wants to know how she can better update and organize her garage. You know, good question. And not enough people talk about the garage and how they could make their garage both more functioning and better looking. And I find for myself, I'm in the garage, you know, when I leave in the morning, when I come home at night, it's the first thing that I see. And if I have a garage that's full of chaos, which I have had, and if I have a garage that looks terrific, it makes a very big difference in my day. When I see things in order, when I see things looking good, and it makes a big difference. So here's some of the things I suggest for garage updates. I did this in my own home, the home that I live in now. It was the first home that I purchased that I didn't build. So I inherited, in fact, somebody else's garage who had a beautiful house but didn't keep the garage that well. So here's a couple of things that I did because I kind of did soup to nuts on my garage, and I do this in a lot of properties. The first thing you want to do is when you take a look at the interior of your garage is you need to get everything out. You need to do the big sweep. You need to make sure that there's no cobwebs in the windows. You need to get absolutely everything out of your space. You need to do a big sweep, and you need to get the hose in there and clean things out and see what you have, what the problems are. Are there oil stains on your floor? That's a big thing with lots of stains from your cars and so on. And then the walls. Are the walls finished? Are they sheetrocked? Could they be painted? Could they look better? Your windows themselves, do you want to put some maybe inexpensive blinds on your windows? This way you can allow light into the space, but you're not letting people see whether you're home or not, which is also an important thing when you have a house. I'm a big fan in a garage of keeping the light coming in, but also making sure that people don't know if our car's in the garage or not, which could be a good or bad thing. So once you take everything out of your garage, you want to start by taking a look at your garage floor. And in many cases, what I do is I do use a floor paint by Benjamin Moore. I've also used a package process that allows me to do a deck paint, paint that's done for concrete. And most often I use gray. I do like gray in garages. So I would suggest that we do a really high quality marine paint or floor paint in a gray tone. And probably something that has a little bit of sheen or protection, like a semi-gloss type finish, and then paint the floors out. Make sure we give that a proper amount of time to dry. I wouldn't recommend taking this project on, I should say, in December. You want to wait until the temperature goes between 50 and 60 degrees on a consistent basis, although we're going to have that this week. But I would probably wait because the if you have a concrete or cement floor, it retains the cold. So not the best time to cure for the paint to cure. I wait till we have consistent days of 60 degrees, and then I would take that on. I would roll that on, and I'd put a nice coat of a gray paint. You can also use, I've done beige, gray or beige, I think is probably the best. And then I would do a second coat with that after that dried and cured. And I would wait probably about 5 days before you park the cars in on the paint, because I've seen people do it too soon and you will see tire marks right away. So if you have a high quality, go to your paint purveyor and tell them that it's floor paint specifically for garages where cars are going to be going in and out, where there's water and moisture and all sorts of things going on, and they'll recommend what works well for them. I've also used some of the kits that are out there where there's a second layer where you put sort of a decorative chip over the top of it, and it kind of has that terrazzo type look. And that's something that you can do as well. Those kits can be purchased at any of the local big box stores. They're relatively inexpensive, but that adds not only a dimension to the look, but it also adds some anti-slip. It has some traction to it. So in most cases, I do that as a second step after it's painted. We do that top layer with the chips that stick, and so that we have our floor nice and clean. The next thing I would probably attack is if there's some sort of a baseboard. And in my case, there was. So I did a nice clean white paint, semi-gloss paint on the baseboard. And then I painted my ceiling. My ceiling happened to be sheetrock. It was awful looking and dirty, so we painted it with a flat white paint. So now we have a great base, either in gray or beige, with white baseboard paint and a clean white ceiling. The next thing that you could do really costs almost nothing, but makes a world of difference. I happen to have a three-car garage. I've done this in every garage I've went to. And what did I have there? Three bare light bulbs. Well, if you go to any of the big box stores, they sell flush mount light kits, if you will, and they are very inexpensive. Sometimes there's two to a package and they're between $10 and $20. So I purchased a set of three. I think they were about $10 a piece. And then instead of having a bare light bulb, you have a nice finished looking fixture, a flush mount fixture. And it really makes a difference in how that space looks. So for $30, you can be a sport and do that. And a nickel or a chrome finish look awfully nice. If you do gray, I'd probably go.